Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. My name is Kylie Kane, and we are back in Baldur's Gate, Enhanced Edition. We open up in the Cloakwood, back where we were about a month ago. We have just found the body of the brother in the spider's nest, and the lady disappeared. And Zan immediately opens up by talking to us, and he goes, "I never suspected I could end up as badly as cousin Everin. He was an adventurer. We have a couple options here. We can ask what happened to him." And he says, "Cousin Everin intended to see the world before joining his family in retreat. Evidently, he traveled as far as Icewind Dale." "You're sighing. Forgive me if I'm prying, but I'm feeling you've something grave happened to your cousin." "Does anything good ever happens in the world?" says Zan. "A group of ragged mercenaries came to the halfway inn about 50 years ago. They brought back Everin's sword and diary. His body was found Dilkul at Ar's Path." Oh, man. And we have a couple options here. I'm looking over that. Ooh, my favorite option here is number two, and I'm going to read that out to you. It says, "It's a good and honorable death. Let us all meet an end like that. Rather than toothless and helpless in a soiled bed, smelling the end for years before passing away." "You know nothing, silly boy. An elf who died far from home in a violent way may never enter the afterlife in Arvanath. Only a fool could forsake the elven immortality for an adventure." I have a couple options here, and they are, I did not know. I could call Zan a fool, or I could say I pity them both. I feel more like I should pity them both. Sigh. "We're all doomed, nonetheless." Wow. "I said I pity Erevin, and I pity you if that's the case. Yet duty and destiny are stronger than wishes. Face the inevitable with the bravery and noblesse of bevet to your kin." All right, let's move on and begin exploring the rest of Cloakwood as we quick save, as we move forward and quick save, and are attacked by four Ettercap. And begin our assault on the Ettercats. Looks like Zan has casted Blur. And it looks like I am being poked. Yeah, this is about to be a loss. We're about to lose this fight. So the Ettercats actually got me good for some reason. And they webbed me. Which was aggravating, in my opinion. What did Jahara cast? She cast Entangle, which ended up entangling us, frustratingly, instead of entangling the Ettercaps, and, yep, we're webbed. So, come on.
I could use a little patching up.
Come on. There we go. So, we've got four Ettercaps here. You know what? We're gonna reload the save. I said reload the save. Five Ettercaps, by the way. So, I think Jahara's idea of just doing what she did was kind of dumb. So what we're going to do is we're going to take Zan. We're going to grab his Wand of Fire, and I'm going to cast it somewhere there. I'm going to have the group kind of line up here. The Ettercaps are on fire. Injured. We have one Ettercap on the verge of death. We have three more Ettercaps that are not on the verge of death. And it looks like Web was cast. I don't see if it landed. Zan, of course, casting Blur. It looks like Web did not work. Everybody is fine. We had an Ettercap die. Two more Ettercaps are remaining. We got some small stuff here. I'm looking at our what's going on here. Jahara is hurt, but no real big deal. And there was the terrible... Who cast the Web? Oh, it's a trap that got sprung. Okay. Well, good news, not everyone was assaulted by the trap. And they're all attacking the Ettercap as the trap continues to go off around us. But the target has died. And we are okay. It looks like our party is currently in a bad sort. Who cannot, because, oh, I cannot loot because
you're all buffle-headed.
Let's turn that back on and just grab the stuff on the ground, and we're going to grab everyone and just move everyone north here real quick. We can't save due to web, so we actually have to wait for the web to end, sadly. And I love having to wait for the web to end. I think everybody can now move. All right, everyone can now move, and we can actually see a trap ahead of us. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some thieving on the trap to break the trap. We did break the trap. I say thieving. I don't think it's actually thieving we got to do. Let's save it again and then take a rest. I'm going to take a rest. I forgot the rest button. And as we take our brief rest, we're going to heal. And we all healed. Nice. Save it. And keep moving forward. Another trap has triggered. There's a lot of traps in here, and I immediately have to be like this sort of situation where I'm like, okay, I have to move, wait, move, wait, move, wait, because we will begin to trigger the traps and save. Like, literally, you know how you do. You save every 3 feet, 3 or 4 feet. So before we continue on, I want to quickly plug the Patreon where you could check out extra episodes from the podcast. You can check out 2 special episodes got released in May during my depression. One from Warsim and one from... Actually, there's 3 episodes, I think. One from a retro suffering of Hydlide, if you're interested in that. We have Warsim, an episode of Warsim, which is just an audio episode. Audio-only episode of Sanctuary RPG, and we'll be continuing to put these up early as well. So if you want to get early access to the episodes, well, you know, this is your opportunity. We've reached the edge of the map, but there's still so much unexplored. I say there's so much unexplored because I'm looking on the other side of the map, and it's not really that much unexplored. No, not really. We haven't really unexplored that much of the area. There's just one section of forest we really haven't touched. So let's walk back down and go touch that. We're going to go touch the woods. Y'all touch the woods. My party organization is absolutely awful right now because my group's in a weird area. Now that they've organized properly, let's step back here because there was a trap here. So maybe, just maybe, there's something back here that's actually interesting. It does not look to be the case. I don't see any things, any rocks or any items. We have a giant spider who has immediately come to assault us, and it honestly got hit fairly quickly. Like, it got hit before we ever even got close. So I'm not that worried, to be honest with you. Khalid is for some reason using a bow, and I do not understand that. Khalid, buddy, you should be using a sword if possible, dude. Is he preference to range? I need to check his, character sheet, I think. So we'll go R, customize, script. It just says attack enemies. It doesn't say prefer melee or ranged. I'm going to make him prefer melee. Overranged for now. And we just have to double check that every now and again to make sure that sticks. All right, so we saved it and we're moving on. Again, there's not a lot here. Just some connective tissue to some of the previously visited areas. And I see what looks to be like a cliff of some sort. Or some sort of bog, maybe? We just can't enter. We can't enter this bog, oddly. I don't know what that bog is, but it's like a bog with tendrils growing out of it, and I don't seem to be able to enter it. So, to the north of the map we go, which grants us access to the next bit of Cloakwood. Yes, which is 20 hours away. Well, let's Let's go our 20 hours. We've been waylaid. We took 10 hours to get waylaid by three giant spiders. All right, let's start with Zan. Zan, buddy, I want you to assault that one. Rasad, I want you to specifically be assaulting that one. Emoin? Ooh, Emoin, you need your to switch to the other bows, arrows. I want you to be... Actually, Emoin, do I have better bows? I do have arrows of ice. Let's put those there. Emoin, what is these? These arrows plus one? Arrows plus one. Arrow. Use Emo... Yeah, done. All right, use those instead, Emoin. So we're going to have Emoin assault that one. Rasad, I want you assaulting that one. I want you assaulting that one as well. Not Rasad, sorry. Khalid is assaulting the spider on the right. Jahira also assaulting the spider on the right, while I assault the spider in the north. Go! And let's see if we can do this. One spider is dead, which leaves these two ready to turn around and assist Zahn. Oh, looks like Zahn and the group have vanquished their spider as well, leading everybody to turn around and assault the final spider. And everybody survived. That was very well done. Thumbs up for everyone. Very good job. No experience. No, we got 450 experience per kill, but no loot to be spoken of, and we can't rest here anyways, I don't believe. So, continuing on our path, 10 hours until Cloakwood. We've now made it to the third area of Cloakwood, and Jahira immediately pipes up with saying, "We approach the grounds where the Shadow Druids tread. Allow me to tell you more of them, Kaldric. The Druidic Order normally accepts many different philosophies and thus has many different branches. But only one of those branches live waging constant warfare with the others, mostly secret, but on occasion openly. These people, the Shadow Druids, believe that nature is a cleansing force that must be put to use to fight civilization. That, according to the belief, has weakened humanity. Their attempts to encourage people to abandon the attainment of civilization and return to a more primitive existence as hunters and gatherers are often carried out with aggression and violence. While they think themselves caring for nature and balance, the means by which they fight for the goals can be cruel and evil, contrary to what the Druidic Order proposes. They will not let us pass through their territories without interrogation, and as soon as they see me, they may react violently. I count on your support, Kaldric." All right, so we got a bit of support to give, and I think we'll cover that well. We're going to do a quick save, and we're going to take a walk to the right here, and we've come across someone called Eldoth. We're going to save before we go to speak to him. And we are immediately assaulted by Dreadwolves. One, two Dreadwolves, but the party's got this pretty okay. Our frontliners are being frontliners, while our backliners are being backliners, and no real issues happening here. Again, nothing dropped on the ground, so that's fine. All right, Eldoth, what is your deal?
Gentlemen, gentlewomen, may I introduce myself? I am Eldoth Kron.
Well, darn it, ain't he suave? He's a suave customer, I tell you what right there. Eldoth says, "It is surprising to find such beautiful people wandering these woods. Of all of you look rather weary, down in your times, might I say. Why don't we all rest, and I'll treat you some refreshments. Perhaps some Barduskian amber wine?" I am very, very untrusting of strangers, but yes, we are sort of thirsty. Let's see here. Eldoth then says, "I hope you're enjoying your liquor. It's some of the best I can find. All of you are probably wondering why I'm being so generous. Obviously, not from the kindness of my heart, you think. Well, in a way, I am. You look like the type to be on the outlook for ways to improve the quality of your life. Well, I have a proposal for you that could help you in this endeavor. You see, there's a girl, my lover, in fact, who desires to escape her father and live on her own. Her father is Intash Silvershield, one of the Dukes of Baldur's Gate. This, of course, however, makes her desires more difficult than that of an average city girl. However, with your assistance, we could help her escape the tyrannical clutches of Intar. Here's the punchline. Since Intar's going to be hunting us anyways, we can blackmail him for hordes of cash and not worry about our captive escaping. After all, we're doing it for the sake of Sky. Now, we needn't go about this the right way right away. In fact, I'll help you do whatever you're doing until we head up to Baldur's Gate. Just think of it as one favor deserving another. My honest reaction is, are you always this slimy, or is this one of your better days? You're missing the opportunity of your life, man! And no, I'm good, thank you. That was Jahira, apparently. Yeah, I think Jahira is my speaker, so that's fine. All right, continuing forward. We're continuing around the bend. This is a really nice-looking stream on the ground here that seems pretty nice. But I'm just looking around and seeing. We found an edge, but we have not found any shadow druids yet. Found a squirrel! It's a squirrel. It's a beautiful squirrel. It actually is like cel-shaded and stuff like that. I don't remember what I did to the graphics to make them look as good, but they look really good. I know I got a better UI and stuff like that. Ooh, we got 1, 2, 3 black bears. 4 black bears. 4 black bears all congregating. Can we talk to them? We cannot talk to them. It showed a talky face when I clicked the black bear, so I was confurious. All right, we're continuing to explore this lower area just in case there's anything of note. The area where we met Eldoth. I think that's his name. Eldoth. But there does not seem to be anything of note here. Just a bridge for us to cross. And I'm going to bet that bridge is going to be an important bridge. 5 black bears. No, still 4 black bears. Okay. All right. Let's save it. And start walking across the bridge. Oh, I thought that was a trap for sure.
It would be good for you to watch your actions while in this wood.
Leshkel walks up to us. A man named Leshkel walks up to us and says, "You there! I command you to stop, so that I may parley with you for a moment. Who are you? What do you want with us?" "My name is Leshkel, and I am the protector of the Cloakwood. I would ask you a question before I take my leave. I have a message for those who serve the Iron Throne. Would you be a representative of that organization?" "We have no connection to that evil group. We are sworn enemies of the Iron Throne." "An enemy of my enemy is a friend. My earlier question was merely a test. I'm glad to know you oppose this organization. They have been a blight on these woods since they've reopened the ancient dwarven iron mine. Well, I am glad to know you. Take this. Hopefully it will aid you against the Iron Throne. The Iron Throne's fort is located to the east." An offering from one of those filthy shadow druids. I'm amazed he didn't attack us on sight. However, still. Still, Keldrick Heathen, I would not trust those detestable brews of theirs. That potion should be disposed of immediately. Party has gained an item, quarterstaff. Your companion professed his friendship. Do not test my tolerance. We obtained a quarterstaff, not a potion. And it's unidentified, so let's see here. I want to move it to Zan so we can identify it. Identification. It is a Staff of Light. It is a rarity among the scheming mages of the Arcane Brotherhood. Nestius was beloved by the poor of Luskan for his generosity, though it gained him few admirers in the Host Tower. In appreciation of his kindness, a priest of Ilmator offered him this staff, blessed with the protective and healing spells. Nice. This staff, unfortunately, did little to protect Nestus later, as he was murdered by a rival in short time. It's not usable by a cleric, but or druid, or fighter. So I don't think this is anybody usable by anybody on my team, actually. It is a quarterstaff, though. What the hell is it usable by? Not usable by a bard, cleric, paladin? No. Paladin, fighter? No. Thief? No. Sorcerer? Probably. It's a +2 weapon, and it does 2d2 +2 crushing. Which is only like 4 damage. No, 2d2. Yeah, that's 4 to maximum amount of 6 damage, so it's not that great. But it creates a potion of healing as its special ability. So what we can do is, can I use it? Ooh, my monk. Well, he can actually, hold on. That's a 1d8 +2 slashing. His armor class is still too weak, in my opinion. I wonder if there is armor you can get to better Rasad's armor class in the low end. Staff of Light is really bad. Like, really bad. It's actually slightly better than my other option. And it does it does allow us a protection from level 2 spells. Oh, and it gives me an armor class of plus 2. Armor class 7. Hold on. My armor class currently is 1. Oh, my total armor class is 1. And this puts me at negative 1. Ooh. I think that makes him one of the better frontliners I've got going. Honestly, he is one of the better frontliners I've got up here. Weird. I didn't even realize that. Okay. Yeah, he actually is a better frontliner. I might change him to, now that he's kind of beefy too. He's got 50 HP. He might go up on the front line, honestly. He's not as beefy as Keldrick yet, but, oh shit, I forgot to re-equip my boy here. I need to do that real quick. Hold on 1 second. Let me re-equip Keldrick. I forgot I had not Khalid. I forgot his equipment. He had died, and I had revived him. But still, do I have any boots for him? No, I do not, apparently. I wasn't carrying any boots for him, so that might be a future thing. Spider's Bane can probably be his, but it's not that great. What is it? It is a 2d10, but it prevents me from using a shield. It's not bad, honestly. It's not a bad weapon. 2d10 plus 2 for melee attacks. 7 to 14 versus 5 to 14. So if I'm fighting spiders, I'll have to have him use that. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Sorry, I'm thinking. What I'm doing right now is I'm thinking out loud. So what we can do is go here. And how do I do this? Special creates a potion of healing. How do I use that special, though? And it just says item drained. So it only creates one potion? Is that all it does? It just says item drained, meaning it doesn't have any magical ability, magic left in it, I guess. I don't know how to even recharge it, to be honest with you. Okay, that's fine. I was like, is there a way to recharge it? I don't think you can. Anyways, all right, we're going to continue moving around in the shadow. So what did she say? What did Cloakwood, there's a competing item mine here. Something to the west? I want to say that was to the west. Let me read him again. It says ancient dwarven mine. Located to the east. Okay. So to the east is where we need to go. Okay, cool. Let's, I guess we can begin to head that way because we're really in Cloakwood to kind of investigate that. Talosi began 1, 2, 3, 4. And they've come to the edge of a river. Oh, I thought it was an edge of a stream we couldn't get around. What the hell are you doing, Khalid? Get your ass over here. Khalid, what are you doing? Everybody else walked across the river, and you decided to walk around it? Or walk across the stream, and you decided to walk around it. 100%. Guys. Not a single brain cell among them. Anyways, pick up the gold they dropped. They dropped spears as well. We're not caring about those. Of course, we're saving it and continuing our... There was only 35 experience when we fought those creatures. And what were they called? They were called Talsui. I don't know how to say that word. Someone who is smarter, brighter, and more ingenious than I am can tell me what that word is. Okay, so we actually already have the map for the rest of Cloakwood. And since the Shadow Druids actually assisted us there, I don't know if we should continue worrying about them. All right, Rasad, I want you to get in there with that on that guy. Go, go, go. That Rasad got webbed. That's cool. And Rasad, like, literally did 11 slashing damage. So, with Assad's, like, Rasad is, like, really good now. Where he, at the beginning of the run, he was really not. We got web on us, so we've got to...
The majesty of the forest makes me feel insignificant.
Thank you, Zan. Thank you for your feeling of insignificance. Got a lot of map to explore. All right. As I zoom back in on the gameplay here and wait till I can get away from the webs or the entangle, because you can't save while entangle's running on the screen. I've noticed that. It's still running. I literally cannot quick save until it's done. What's my health looking like? 15, 50, 52, 40, 52, 52. That's fine. Can I save yet? We haven't found any more enemies, and I'm hoping the web ends soon. Thunderstorms have began, and it's making the screen kind of darker. It's kind of neat, kind of cute. Okay, now we can quick save. We're finding a lot of squirrels. I wonder if they're enemies. Squirrels being enemies of the state. Enemies of the party, the squirrels. There's a lot of squirrels on this map. I have now found, I was like, what, six? Six squirrels? Seven squirrels? I don't know. How many squirrels have I run into during this run so far? During this session? Continuing forth, we found someone named... City dweller. Someone named Takla. Takia. Alright, Takia says, you cannot hide from judgment while on the side of a Shadow Druid. All who claim membership in traditional druidic circles must contend with our wrath, as will all that define nature. I have identified Jahira among you. No doubt she has converted you to her fantastical views where people live alongside nature in harmony. Such views are weak and must be purged. You have consorted with enemies of the Shadow Druids, and death must be the penalty. But do you have the strength to carry out this penalty, says Jahira, you wicked fanatic. Does a handful of Shadow Druids have the strength to oppose civilization and shatter it, sending the remains of humankind back to descent to the barbaric state, akin to orcs? No, neither you nor your vile comrades have the strength to do so, and this is a lesson you're about to learn. I'll have me a small drink of water, my throat begin to parch. All right. And then Takia says, then I shall die defending my faith and return to when the great mother needs me again. And now we are fighting a Takia. All right, what I'm going to have Rasad do for now is get in there with an attack. What did he do? Fairy fire? And I don't know who's going to take the hit, but... he is dead. It looks like Khalid took the kill. He has studded leather and boots and a spear on him. All right, so let's put the boots there. I don't think Rasad can use any of this. Can Rasad use leather? I don't know if Rasad can use leather. Can Rasad use leather? Can a monk use leather? No, they can't. All right, we need two identifies done on this spear and probably on the boots as well because they were all enchanted. So let's find out what they are. Identify spell. The armor of thorns. Upon closer inspection, this armor is not made from leather at all, but an intricate weave of vines and thorn brush branches. The armor was a gift from the nymphs to the druids, token their admiration for the innocent protection of the forests. It is a grants saving throws plus one. It has an armor class of three, requires four strength, and usable by monk. Ooh, it is usable by a monk. So why can't this monk use it? It says usable by monk. Is Rasad specifically unable to use that, even though he's a monk, because of his sun soul monkness? Let's see here. Sun soul, flaming fist. There's nothing in here that says he can't wear it, so I'm a little confused on why he can't, since it does say usable by monk. Weird. All right, let's look at the rest of the items real quick. I need to see if my book has the container. Do I have any identify potion, any identification? I don't have any identification spells. So what we're going to have to do is rest. Now we're going to quick save it and then rest. And then finish the casting here. Oh my goodness. My nostrils are beginning to clog for some reason. Boots of the forest. These boots, we've just identified the boots of the forest, which boot these boots woven from slim and supple branches with such expertise as to appear made from leather. The boots of the forest, not forest, it says forest. Forced are one of the many gifts bestowed upon by the protectors of the forest. Such individuals swear that the boots may not only allow them to gather at a greater pace, but also provide them with a much greater sensitivity to their surroundings. It's a stealth of 15%, grants free action, and it's usable by druids, monks, rangers, and shamans. And then finally, a firebrand spear, which is a spear plus two, which is forged from basalt. The spear would be too fragile to use in battle were it not for the enchantments it bears. When creating the spear, magic was clearly used to capture the heat of volcanoes, causing each blow to release the intense heat that burns its victims. It does. It's a Thaco. It grants its two-hit AC 0 plus 2, so it's a plus 2 weapon. It does 1d6 plus 2 plus 1d6 of damage. So that's a maximum of 14 damage, minimum of 4 damage, so 4 to 14. It's a piercing weapon, and it's not usable by clerics, fighter clerics, stuff like that. I honestly want to... Ooh, can't wait. He can use it? Ooh. That would probably go better over the Staff of Life. I like the Staff of Life, but I kind of prefer that firebrand on him as far as his spear, because that grants him... That's 4 to 9 damage on the spear, 4 to 11 damage... I don't know. 4 to 11 damage. What was this? 5 to 7? Yeah, I don't think that spear will go too well. Who else can use it? Jahira, you can use this spear. Let's put the Staff of Life back on him. Yeah, it's just straight up worse than the Quarterstaff plus 1. And slight... I think it is slightly... Honestly, it's worse than pretty much everything I've got. It'll be a good selling item. That's probably all it'll be good for is to sell it. All right. So we've identified all of this stuff. What boots is he wearing right now? Moonlight Walkers, which is a armor class plus 2. This is a stealth plus 15. You know what? Oh, she can't wear it. My thief can't wear those boots. Okay, well that sucks. I'm just really confused on why he can't wear the Armor of Thorns, though. It requires 4 strength. He's got that in spades. And it says, use by true neutral? True neutral. Meaning he's not true neutral, which means he can't wear it. I don't think anyone of my party members can wear it then, so we'll sell it. All right. He'll carry it on him. I was just aggravated that he couldn't wear it. All right, continuing on. I spent like 5 minutes just wasting time talking about that. We have found what looks to be Stonehenge and another hero standing here named Faldorn. We're going to talk to them hesitantly. Hello, Faldorn.
I am Faldorn. I have been looking for those who would fight for the sanctity of this forest.
She says, evil men has been defiling the woodlands in smoke and waste. All in a futile quest for metal iron. Would you join me in my task? I would destroy these men of the Iron Throne. Come with me. They dwell on the east to the fort to the east. She says, this girl will never get along. She'll not be an asset to this group. Only bring strife and demit this. Okay. So there is a shadow druid, apparently, standing here. I was not planning on letting your druidic abilities. Okay. So, effectively, yeah, we just got an update about this, and there was a character that, we could have invited to the party, and I may in a future run, if I need a druid. Because I was thinking about in future runs, like, doing, like, lower character runs so I can start picking up people if I like them. What the hell is this? There's a thing in the mountain. Okay. Cool, we found a cave. I'm kind of digging it. Let's take a look at it. It's not a cave. It's just a house. Let's loot it. Okay, we got a cloak. A locked chest. Let's go upstairs.
It would be good for you to watch your actions while in this
And room. We've reached a man named Amaranda. Siniad's followers are well known to me. You travel with one known as Jahara. Her naive views of society living in harmony with nature must be cleansed from this world so that nature may regain the respect it deserves. As a shadow archdruid, it falls to me to be the sickle that cleaves your parasitic taint from this forest. There will be no talking, no negotiation. What have I walked into? Oh, my goodness. So Jahara then says, the infamous shadow archdruid himself is unbalanced and unreasonable as any of his followers, as one can judge from the way he lives this greeting. And if the sickle that will cut me down is as dull as your wit, then I have very little to fear. Keldric and I shall clear this wood of the tainted shadow druids so that true druids may resume their caring nature of the forest. You're as good as your platitudes, as your mentored Siniad. Or perhaps you were expecting the release of a trespasser. Fools! Nature is brutal, efficient, and unforgiving. You will get no help from me. Hand over Marithia now, Amarad, or are you not truly Archdruid here? I am Archdruid, and I make the decisions. Andrath merely extends my will with force. He is away, leading rituals on the island to cleanse this wood of taint. He can only release those I have ceded to him. Siniad will learn that his days are numbered, as those are of his thievish followers. And the battle begins. And Keldric begin Armor of Faith. He's doing something stupid. We're going to make a plan, change of plans. Let's cast a spell. We're going to cast Blur on him. We're going to switch to this on him. Actually, can we do his this thingy? Soul, Sunray, Sunray Soul? Cool. That's cool. What are you doing? That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Rocket. Another fairy fire that I just do not understand the intent behind. Keldric took 2 electricity damage from Amarand, took 5 electricity damage from Amarand. Sun Soul just got cast, hurting Amarand. Fairy fire is live and loaded, and we are beginning to assault him and handling him pretty well, honestly. Rasad not getting in there with his sword like he should, because he does do more damage with the blade. I think he's stuck. He is stuck. Okay, he actually can't attack him from that where he's at without because of the way the room is positioned. Which means, sadly, my party is about at like quite a bit of a quarter of its efficiency right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to move half the party around the room. Move. All right, now have this side of the party as back go back to assaulting him. We have some confusion. It's fine. We have confusion, but I think my party's honestly strong enough if Rasad will survive. Oh, he's confused. Nice. Who's not confused? I guess it doesn't matter. Oh, who just healed? Amarad healed. Oh, we're going to die. Yeah, this is a death. All right. Straight up a death, and that's because we could not take him out fast enough. Aggravatingly. Okay. I see you. It's a very tight room, so it's very difficult to get a good idea of what's going on, but I don't mind stealing from him now. All right, at all, so we're just going to take his shite. And we're going to have our girly girl unlock this chest for us. Nice. What's in the chest? We have a potion of freedom, potion of healing, potion of antidote, and Etten's healing, who we're going to give to... Let's take a look at our inventories. Let's give that to our boy here. What does this do? This is a 16 turns. It's a healing spell, and it can regenerate 16 points, 1 point per turn. Cool. Let's write that magic to our spell book, because that is pretty cool. And, all right, cool beans. Can anyone? No, no one can wear that. I forgot no one can wear that. Where was that other cloak we got here? Let's give it to our boy here so he can identify it. Oh, we need to rest. We need to rest. Oh, we need to find an inn or rest outside. Rest. I grabbed Zan and Zan alone and walked outside. Good job, guys. 10 out of 10. Now let's go to rest. Save, rest. All right, so Zan, buddy O'Pal, let's identify that. And this is a Cloak of the Woods, stolen from the Shrine of Kul'Duar in Icewind Dale. This cloak was recovered by Druid Yara when she sought out her revenge against those who defaced the sacred sites. It is said that the cloak was given to her by her son Shepus as a gift, after which time it was lost to the history books, understandable given the nature of its enchantment. It is a +2 increased stealth and non-detection, and it's usable by monks and rangers. Nice. And again, there's my reasoning. You know, there's my, okay, now Rasad is honestly a pretty good fighter in all things considered. Just straight up a pretty good fighter. So what we're going to do is we're going to put this in this order. Now that his AC is actually low enough to actually be worth a diggly wiggly. Is that a word? Do we still use those words in this world? All right, let's go to customize scripts. We're going to make him prefer melee weapons for now. Save it. Let's take a look, see what spells I actually have available on this guy. Glitter Dust, Identify, of course, Color Spray, Sleep. If we could open up with a sleep on him, we will win the fight. But I don't know what his spell resistance is, so it's kind of one of those things that I don't know if it'll work. So, quick save, head up the stairs.
It would be good for you to watch your actions while in this wood.
We'll just continue here, and then I'm gonna have Zan immediately cast sleep on him, and it does not look to have worked. And I want everyone to attack him. I'm going to try to cast the sleep one more. What is this? Oh, no, 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 no. What is that? What was that? That was color spray. Try one more sleep. All right, sleep did not work. I want her out of the way completely while the rest of the group goes in for the assault.
No!
That's a bit better because I think Khalid can handle it. Come on. Come on, everyone. Everyone's doing a lot of damage now, but we now have a bunch of confused assholes in the same room together. Zahn is trying to kill him off. Who just died? Who died? Oh, wait. Yeah, the mage died. Okay. Now. I need her to run downstairs.
No.
Just quickly. Go. Zan just died.
No!
I'm waiting on this confusion to end. Like, literally, they're confused and they're assaulting each other. Cool. Everybody survived the saving throws now? Are we done? All right. Let's see here. Let's take a look-see at spells. I don't think I'm high enough to get a, like, resurrection spell, sadly. No, I'm just not powerful enough to get a resurrection spell just as of yet. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to need to just carry the stuff back. Okay. I will just grab everything real quick. Emoin, grab the rest of the stuff. She can't. Rasad. Khalid. There we go. All right. Who is not carrying everything and its brother? There's two rings that was carried here. We're just gonna put the less important rings here. What is this? A club that was not identified? Okay. That's Zahn's. We can buy bullets. Actually, I'm just gonna put the bullets up here if I have to. Just to get them off of my character sheet for now. We can put these up here for her. That can go to him. That can go to him. I'm getting rid of all of the stuff that is completely unneeded. Okay. Let's refill our bullets here. Oh, are these bullets plus 10? They are bullets plus 1. Okay. Wanda Frost. Yeah, we just dropped all his inventory all over the ground, and it's really kind of aggravating. Anywho, let's go unlock this chest. It has nothing in it. What about this one? It has 10 bullets in it. And this closet has just absolutely nothing. All right, everyone. Let's gather up and go. All right. So we defeated the Archdruid of the Shadow Druids. And now we're down to 5. And then there were 5. So Zahn is now dead. And the question of the day is, should we go revive him? Honestly, yeah, duh. Oh, we can't leave from the east side of the map, or the west side of the map. I guess that's the furthest west we can go. So let's go to the north side of the map to actually be able to leave here. And I think we'll end the episode with reviving Zahn. And that's going to be it for today. So, again, I do want to trying to collect my thoughts here before I say something stupid. I am sorry, y'all. I know I've been away for a while. It's been a rough month mentally for me. And I am glad to be back. But it's just been rather rough for me mentally, and I'm hoping that going forward I'm a little I hope to be more active going forward, a little bit more active going forward, and we'll see what happens. I am just trying to find an exit off this map. Come on. I think that's one. Is this an exit? No. I'm sorry, what the hell? Why can I not leave this map? All right, we got a wolf to fight now. Wolves are not really that harmful. They can be, but they're not. And I'm just trying to... There we go, I found an edge that I can leave from. All right, so it'll take many, 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 many hours to get to where I want to go, but let's go. Can I make it in one trip? I did! It took 2 hours, 2 days, 8 hours to make my trip over to the temple. And I ignore Gavin. Hi, Gavin. And so we can I have no idea what's going on. I saw some stuff being said. Let's go to Keldith Ormeyer and let's ask for some aid. And we're going to click on Xan and we're going to click Raise Dead. Click Cure Serious Wounds. I ain't worried about the gold, y'all. I'm just getting everyone healed up real quick. Not complete healed up, but definitely an improvement. Okay, so Xan immediately revives and then immediately begins becoming us. So here's what we'll end on. Every time we encounter fellow adventurers, there's hostile intent. Is there any honor among soldiers of fortune? There must be. I'm going to say we met some friendly faces on the road, as I recall. Really, somehow my memory is fuzzy. Just think about it. When we, that is, you, liberated the mines, the townfolk's reaction was only too predictable. A roar, a feast, a very pointed goodbye. No one cared if you were injured or exhausted. No one ever asked us to stay, and the temple services were costly as ever. It's just the same with the others. Nobody understands those who choose life as well as their fellows. But we attack them with equal ferociousness. Ferociousness. That is a word. That's a hard word to say. And sometimes with barely a few words exchanged. Will it remain like this forever? Or perhaps am I simply longing for home? Both, I suppose. Am I wrong for wishing for more? For recognition? Ah, but never mind me. True heroes need no war. Reward. I am not. That's just I'm not a hero. Neither am I. We just do what we must. You understand. Do what you must and come what may. Not Orlando. Someone else. But what does it matter? Alright, guys. We did it. Xan is revived. Let's actually give him back his stuff, which I don't know what all he had on him. Xan actually came to level in that mess before perishing. All right, let's give him his stuff back. Here's a wand of fire that's his, a wand of frost that's his, a wand of magic missile that's his. What is this wand? A wand of fear that's his, another wand of fire that's his. I'm not going to let him keep that book because there's no point in it, but his spell book, his sling, his knives that I've been carrying. I don't think he was carrying any bullets. All right, let's see. His robe. Let's give his robe back. His ring of the princes. His senses of the cat. What was this? A quarterstaff? Oh, this stuff I haven't identified yet. I am going to give this to him, though, so he can work with it. Let's start letting him equip stuff real quick. Equip his stuff, his ring of the princes. I don't know what this ring is, but we'll have to get it identified. It's a quarterstaff? Yeah, it's a quarterstaff that needs identified. And a club that needs identified. Again, we can probably sell it. A scholar's thing. There we go. We pop that on him. And another studded leather armor that needs to be identified. He's our identification friend. So let's start with the first. Crown of the Archdruid. Worn by the leader of the Druids of the Black Woods over 13 generations ago, this artifact was lost when an orcish invasion crushed the druidic community. It has since changed owners, often usually through violent means. It's equipped to statics, as it protects against critical hits, because it's a helmet. It grants one druid spell from first to third levels. It charms animals. It's got a range of 40 feet on the charge animal. And it's only usable by druids, monks, shamans, fighters. Oh, that would grant him a spell. I dig that. Yeah, that turns him into not a great spellcaster, but definitely a spellcaster. All right, so what we're going to do now, I said we were almost done, and I kind of lied a little bit. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see, is there a, what is this? What is this? A vestibule? You're hidden. Okay. You are lost. Gaven's over there. I am hidden. I don't think you are, buddy. I don't think you are. All right. Let's go. And we're going to identify some of this stuff here. Come here. Oh.
Certainly I shall collapse from exhaustion.
I know. We're going to make it soon. Jeez Louise. God. All right. Who's got this stuff? Identify. We can identify the club here. It is a Mighty Oak Club, which is just a +2 club. Okay. Cool. It does 1d6 +2 damage. All right. Let's see if anybody else has got anything we can identify. We have a bullet +1. I don't think I do. It's just that. Okay. We need to go find another way to identify the magic items. Honestly, going to rest would probably be the best way. So we're going to go to the inn at the bottom of Baragost. And we're going to rent ourselves a room. All right, show me your services. We'll buy the peasant room. Fine, I don't care. And then we're going to pop over to Xan. Identification, which is another armor of thorns. And a staff of lightning, which does... It's a common druid staff or weapon. This type of staff is fashioned from the branch of the sacred tree that's been struck by lightning. In harnessing the natural enemy of the event, the druid can create a powerful tool in their fight to protect the forest of the realms. It is a... Woo! Its combat abilities are lightning bolt, 2d3 electrical damage. It has a 1d6 +1 +1d3 electrical damage attack, standard attack. I don't quite understand how combat abilities work. Or for how long it can work. But I do not believe anybody can use it that's on my party. So it'll probably be something we sell. Did I have another thing to identify? I don't remember if I did. No, I did not. We just had the armor of thorns and stuff like that to identify. So we have some selling to do, y'all. Super important. Let's go do that. Let's go sell our stuff real quick. Oh, we can't because we have to wait till morning. It's nighttime. I didn't even look at the time in the game. It's nighttime. So we actually can't do what we want. What is Ken the Baker? Ken the Baker says, "Go team Baldur's Gate."
London Aids Con.
Oh, wait. Show me a list of services. Rent. We rented the royal room. It is now morning. We click the select all button and get everyone to leave. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. And let's go back to the shop. Go up to the shop and do some selling. All right, let's do some selling. We have on Jahara a greenstone ring, which we can sell, and our gem we can sell, that spear we can sell, a second quarterstaff, some rings, a sling, I don't care for that, sell off some throwing daggers, sell off this stupid potion, and sell all that. There we go. That definitely lessens her load. Move on. I need to give that moonblade back to Xan. Forgot to. Armor of Thorns, Boots of the Forest. Keep the books. But those Armor of Thorns is absolutely useless for me at this point. It is an Armor of Thorns +4, but nobody can wear it. So I'm going to sell it. Let's see. Did I leave anything on her? I don't believe I did. So we're just going to get rid of some of that stuff here. And let's look through here. Staff of Lightning, Armor of Thorns, Mighty Oak. As another 5,000 gold. And looking through the rest of my stuff. Okay, we don't really have... How much gold do we have? 24,000 gold. I would have to say that is very nice. So we're doing okay. We're doing okay. All right, so now that we've done all of that, let's do the last two things we have to do today, which is our level ups. We're going to level up Inara first, and she has 8 hit points, going 3 lore, and gain 25 ability points. So we're leveling up Fine Trap. We're leveling up... actually, we're just going to do that entirely there. Find traps is kind of one of the most important things, so we're going to find traps with open locks at 85. We really are doing okay. Xan also leveled up and gained nothing we can change, but just gained one level 2 spell, one level 1 spell, 2 level 3 spells, and 4 hit points, so not bad. Let's check our spells for everyone. Jahira is still the same. Our boy can't learn anything priest-like. Mage spells. I thought he could learn. Oh, I guess not. Is he wearing that? He is wearing it. But I think it's a druid. If a druid wears it, they can do that. It may just grant one random spell, too. I don't know. Let's what else does it do? That's it? It just does that. Okay, let's put it on her. What is this thing? Infravision and protects. Okay. That's fine. Since his helmet's broken anyways. Alright, there we go. That might give her another spell, maybe. It seems to do just that. Yeah, it gave her one extra spell slot in every single spell area. So we do have spells to learn for. We got 2 spells here, Dire Charm and Ghost Armor. What does Ghost Armor do? Ghost Armor casts for 1 hour and it grants an AC of. Wow, it grants you Field Plate Armor. Ooh, that is so cool. For 1 hour. Straight up, that's awesome. Okay. 5 rounds, Dire Charm. I don't particularly know if I'll be using that, but maybe the AI has better ideas than I do. Anyways, 1 hour has passed. This has been a fantastic journey so far. If you enjoyed the show, please let me know somewhere on the interwebs. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. We're going to do this as podcast save 18. Podcast save 18, since this is podcast 18. And I'll catch you guys next time here on The Verse. If you liked what you listened to, please check me out on Twitter at twitter.com/TheVerse. And if you like what you see and want to hear more, check out any of the podcast backlog. You can also check out the YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheVerseian Chronicles, or you can look up the Kaidaverse Archives, either one of those. Verseian Chronicles, I believe, is currently. I've also got a channel on Twitch, which is at Kylie Kane. And, I have some other stuff. There's all going to be in the doobly-doo below when you go check that out. Otherwise, be good. Be safe. If you're depressed, go talk to somebody. And with the luck, I'll be back next week with more Baldur's Gate. Bye, y'all.